About 2 years ago, I had a fella reach out to me, says, "Why should I pick you? There's a lot of other people teaching Neville Goddard out there. Why should I pick you?" I'm going to share with you my response in just a moment, but this was inspired by a post that a friend of mine, Coral, shared on Facebook. And I can't believe I've never done an episode on this before. And so, here we go. Why should I pick you? You're right. I actually looked this email up just to confirm this. And I told him, you're right. There's a lot of people out there teaching Neville Goddard. There's a lot of people out there teaching and doing NLP. There's a lot of people out there teaching and doing what they call Native American wisdom. There's a lot of people out there. And let's be honest. In one way, I really don't teach Neville Goddard, and I don't teach NLP, and I don't teach Native American wisdom, but that stuff shows up everywhere in all that I do. All three of them. It can't help it. Those are some of my passions. So what do I do? So the post that Coral shared, the punchline basically was, that was the day she stopped teaching reading, writing, and arithmetic. And that was the day she started teaching children. And it's the punchline. It's right in the middle of the article. The article keeps going to share some greatness and loveliness that followed. But back to my email. You want to learn Neville Goddard? You want to learn about and do some NLP, quote unquote? You want to explore Native American stuff? Yeah, that's all part of what I do. But I'm not here to learn ya. I'm here to love ya. Neville Goddard taught that your awareness of being is God. That you are the wisdom, the power, and the love of God. When I was born, I was named after John the Baptist, the one that did violence to his desires. We explore that in Dream Driven Day for some reason, because a lot of people continuously do violence to their desires. Do you? I sure did. It's funny, because I was originally named after John the Baptist. I went to John the Baptist grade school and church, right? And in high school, we started reading the Bible. And I fell in love. I wanted to be the apostle of love. John the apostle, John the disciple. Because love is what we are. And if you listen into some of those live call recordings that we have, or join us in a live call, you'll hear love emerge. There's a lot of swearing, there's a lot of caring, there's a lot of sharing. And when the aha moments happen, whenever the shifts happen, whenever the awareness shifts, love is revealed. The true power and the true magnitude of the love that you are. So in one way, I don't teach Neville Goddard NLP or Native American wisdom. I teach people. I can run with that. But more important, while we're learning ya, we're exploring love. We're loving ya. Can you hear it? Can you hear it in the sound of my voice? Can you? I don't know if you can. I certainly hope that you do. Because a lot of people have fallen out of love with life, essentially with themselves. You know, we had a big global event a few years ago, and I've noticed a couple things since then. A lot of people, they're still despondent and disconnected. I don't know if you can hear that siren or not. I apologize for that. Ain't it funny that it would show up now? Because some other people are still in panic mode. They're still in infinite response. And all that is, Neville Goddard says, the universe is in infinite response. Now let's wait a second for that. I'm sure you can hear that. As we wait and as we await the next emergency, instead of being the emergent of you, instead of having something lovely emerge from your existence, the love that you are, so many people now are just sitting waiting for the next emergency or making the next one up. They need a new hit of cortisol so they have some energy. So they make up something to be emergified about. So I'm inviting you to dance. I'm inviting you to dance with us in a whole new way. Whatever you've been doing, if you listen to the podcast, put some skin in the game. NevilleGoddardStore.com. You can find a Manifesting Mastery course there. You can find State Stacking there. I'm texting with a guy this morning who tells me he doesn't have... He's just not interested in even doing his Joseph Goddard sessions in the morning. And when I ask him, what have you been doing when you tried it? And he tells me, because I told him that's not what I teach. Again, I do want to learn him some things. My mama learned me some things growing up. She taught me how to read, how to write, how to do math. And she did it all out of love. I text back and forth with her every day. And I remember her responding to this little boy begging her to learn how to write. Even back then, I felt there was something worth writing down, something worth sharing. When I got older, though, I got picked on a lot at school. And I quit talking. I started mumbling a lot. They even sent me to a speech pathologist. And the speech pathologist said he doesn't have a problem. He just doesn't believe he has anything worth saying. He can't get it out. Rightio. How am I doing now? Meanwhile, so why should you pick me? There's a lot of Neville Goddard people out there. There's a lot more than there were 14 years ago. Anyway, a lot of them have actually taken my stuff and copied it, and that's fine. Because you can copy my content. And I can take Neville's content. And I can use that as a vehicle to invite you to notice the love that you are, to explore the power of the love that you are. Because here's the deal. It's the truth about you that sets you free. And you don't get to the truth by just quoting quotes or pointing out points. We peel away layers of the onion. We invite you to explore who you are. In the trainings, in the courses, one-on-ones, even in the podcast. So I invite you to notice. By the way, have you noticed data doesn't set you free? There's so much data in the world. And there's more and more with this AI thing going on. More and more data. What you need is less data and more dance. If you want to dance with us, I'd love to dance with you. My name is Mr. 2020. You are listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. If you want to dive deeper, if you want to support the project, if you want to invest in you, NevilleGoddardStore.com. Go there. Grab some goodies. Those live calls are a lot of fun. Swearing, Karen, and Sharon. Anyway. Or drop me a note while you're there. My email address is there. I'll write back. We'll have some fun. And now let's imagine up something lovely right now. Something lovely as we go into the silence. Grandpa used to say, how much war can you store? I didn't think I was at war. He just noticed it. He'd have a giggle and he'd say, boy, how much war can you store? See, I was at war. I was to get a full-time cop job in Pennsylvania back then, it was a civil service thing. And if you were a minority, a woman, if you had military, you got bonus points. If you were a minority woman in military, you got lots of bonus points. And I was a white guy without any of that, so I had a chip on my shoulder. And I thought it was because of all that. I was angry that I couldn't get a full-time job, so I sold out and went to the Department of Corrections. No little boy wants to be a prison guard. When I was a little boy, I wanted to be a police officer. I wanted to make a difference. That worked for a little while, but working for three part-time departments did my head in. Meanwhile, I sold out, got hurt, discovered the love that we are, fell in love with this Neville Goddard guy, Native American wisdom and an LP. That's how I cleared my head out. That's how I got my life back. And those are three things that show up in all that I do. But what really shows up in all that I do is you and me having a dance. If you want to dance with us, you know what to do. Have a lovely day. And let's remember, let's notice, let's explore the love that you are setting you free. Have a great day. See ya.